magnificent Friday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTO Radio. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to LaJay. Thank you so much, my queen, for blessing us. And Miranda family, be sure to get her new hit single, Pilots, featuring Jazz Shot Quarantine Style, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And I want to thank you for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, allowing the Teddy Bear to provide an hour long of escapism, Lord and mercy. Cognac and cigar music is definitely a beautiful thing. We are streaming live via iHeartRadio, Spotify, and also on Apple. All you have to do is pull up that app and subscribe at LOTL, The Zone. Make sure you don't miss any of the fantastic upcoming interviews. I've seen the need, and we're here to fulfill all those needs. And speaking of fulfilling needs, Lord have mercy, this very gifted singer, songwriter, violinist, yes, Lord, and captivating, takes me back to a much simpler time, classic Hollywood, and super talented Emmeline, new hit single, Peppermint Kisses, the follow-up from her 2019 EP, Oh, My Sweetest Dreams. But you know what, even better, family, she has a new EP coming out this October, yes, Lord. Necessities, due out on October the 2nd. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating Emmeline, my queen. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. And first and foremost, congratulations on the new hit single.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem, my love. And I must commend you. The first EP, All My Sweetest Dreams. Lord have mercy. I said, you have me a hello on that one, my love. I said, okay, what are you going to break next? And then you bless us with Peppermint Kisses. So where did you find time in your busy schedule to get in the studio and work on Peppermint Kisses?
Well, you know what? It was kind of a crazy process, actually being able to record Peppermint Kisses and the new EP, because obviously the world is still dealing with coronavirus right now. And yes. I was planning initially on recording the project at a studio in Indianapolis, which is where I'm from. And we had studio time booked in May. But at that point, you know, coronavirus was still a very new thing. And, you know, we were all completely in lockdown. So my studio time kept getting pushed back and pushed back. And then finally, the guy who owned the studio was like, hey, I just don't know if we're going to be able to record this project at all, because it just doesn't look like we're ever going to be able to reopen until all of this COVID stuff subsides. And so my guitarist and I kind of had to come up with a bit of an alternate plan. And we ended up recording the entire EP in our newly built home studio in my apartment / house here in Cincinnati. So it was a really fun process to actually be able to record in the comfort of my own home with my friends. It was a new experience for me, and it just felt really good and it felt right. And I think that good vibes feeling kind of comes off when other people listen to the music as well.
Without question, the vibe that I get from you is that the recording process for you was very organic. It was very natural. And I think that's a beautiful experience, because everyone's mind is at one. Everyone's on that same type of vibe. And I wanted to ask you, because as far as friends, associates, have made a comment, because they had an opportunity to listen. They actually tuned my staff on to you. And I said, okay. Let me have a listen. And the first thing that caught me, I said, I'm a huge classic Hollywood movie buff. I mean, really, really huge. Your demeanor, your looks, you remind me so much of classic Hollywood. And then to hear your voice, and it transcends to, my Lord, the Cotton Club type of vibe, that kind of vibe with Billie Holiday. And it's just a beautiful experience. And then hear that you come from Indiana. And I said, wait a minute, have you been reincarnated? When did such that kind of, that type of azure was implemented into you? Because it just comes to you naturally through your voice.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, it's actually funny that you say that, because I would consider myself pretty much inspired by old Hollywood and like the 40s, 50s era, pretty much my entire life for as long as I can remember. And I think that love for like classic Hollywood, it kind of stemmed from movies, actually. My dad really loved like old black and white movies. And from the time I was a really young kid, I remember, you know, my siblings and I watching these really classic films that were really quite old and not like typical movies for like young kids to be watching. Like, cause you know, I feel like younger kids are usually like, oh, this is boring. This is in black and white. Like, this isn't a new movie with like new stars, you know? So I just kind of, it instilled a love for, you know, classic Hollywood music and, you know, just overall vibe in me. So I definitely have a love for all things old Hollywood, that's for sure.
Well, it definitely resonates through your looks and also through your music. I mean, I'm thinking of the Rat Pack. I'm thinking of just, it was a whole different kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. You know, the storylines, even the music that accompanied the music, it was natural. It was pure.
Yeah.
And then to listen to you, wow, that takes me back to a very simple time. I wanted to ask you, where do you find your inspiration, or what inspires you to sing? Is it you can be in a particular place, or just at the drop of a dime, you may see something, and something that may cause you to inspire you to start writing your music?
Well, you know, I think it definitely depends on the song and the situation, but I do find myself consistently writing about my own personal experiences as well as the people around me. I'm a very, I would consider myself very observant, and I like to just kind of sit back and observe, you know, my life and the lives of other people. And I think that just the experience of being human and being, you know, a person alive on this planet gives us so many opportunities to be inspired. There's so many stories to pull from. And so I guess really what just inspires me as a whole is just the idea of humanity and the courses of our lives, you know?
What would you consider yourself, more of a storyteller or a reporter?
I don't know. I actually have never thought about that. I would say, I don't know why, but I guess I would consider myself less of a storyteller and more of a, I guess just, like telling people how it is, like for me. And I guess it's just about being open and being able to share my experiences in hopes that somebody else will be like, oh, wow, I've experienced that same thing. I can relate to that. I guess I'm just wanting to create connection with music more than anything.
Well, I've always said music is the strongest connection. You can build so many bridges, touch so many souls. You can turn a smile, turn a frown upside down. Thought-provoking music, but lyrical content. For you at any time, does it get a little bit overwhelming because you have received such praise about your vocal prowess, your music, and your style of music? And I've seen some things on your Instagram page where the feedback has been incredible. We love your music. When is a new EP going to be out? So forth and so forth. Does it get overwhelming sometimes for you?
You know, I think that anybody's job at any point in time can get a little overwhelming, you know? Like, I mean, no matter what you do, whether it's like, you know, you're an executive or, you know, a radio host or, you know, in fashion design or modeling or whatever, I think, you know, we all have a tendency to kind of get in our own heads more than anything and put pressure on ourselves. And sometimes I do find myself doing that, you know, and just kind of overthinking the process and my musical process as a whole and being like, oh, are people going to relate to this? Or are people going to like this or that? Or what do people want to hear? And I think that really what kind of grounds me overall when I start feeling like I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself is just reminding myself that the more me that I put into my music and the more organic and truthful that I am with my audience as a whole, the more I am, you know, being vulnerable and showing people that, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I make mistakes, you know, sometimes there are songs that you might not like as well as another song, but at the end of the day, like, we're all just human, and that's the beauty in it, I guess. I just kind of try to remind myself that perfection isn't really the goal. It's more of being authentically and truly myself.